of the Human Resources Committee, and we have, and I will open a work session on Senate Bill 110. Cindy, please tell us what's going on.
Cindy Huff, Legislative Council's Office. Before you, you have the Senate Bill 110-85 amendment. And you'll notice up at the top, they say, including amendments to resolve conflicts. As part of our process, when a bill is in the second house, we run a conflicts check on the bill before it moves to the floor. And in this case, we ran the conflicts check on 110 and discovered it had some fairly complex conflicts with House Bill 2241, which I understand the committee heard earlier on. And 2241 had moved out of the Senate committee about a day before 110 did. So they're very close together. And so what we did is we set to work trying to merge the A4 amendment, the Senate Bill 110, with the current version of 2241. And to get to the current version of 2241, it's actually the 2241 and growth with the A5. So the 110 A5 that are in front of you contain everything that were in the A4, and that would be the first pages of the amendments. Going down to, I believe, page 2, section 7 is where you first get your first real conflict amendment. So section 7, both bills amended 657A27 bills. And so section 7 is a merger of what both bills are doing to that section, keeping the essence of both bills. Section 8 is somewhat more complex in that when 110 was originally drafted, the language describing a child care facility that is registered was a child care facility that's registered without inspection. And House Bill 2241, of course, is changing that terminology. And it's also changing sort of how you describe who is registered. And the new terminology from 2241 is a provider operating a family child care home where care is provided in the family living quarters of the provider's home. So this language originally was reflected in 110, so it is now reflected. And you can see in Section 8, we've taken the provisions of 2241, and if you turn the page to page 4, you'll see the bolded provisions right out of 110. These sections I'm referring to would also say these would only go into effect if 2241 becomes law.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So then, moving on, Sections 9 and 10, again, are the merging of the two bills, making sure it's the same terminology applying to both bills. That's about it.
Okay. Cindy, the dash A5 amendment to 2241, is that amendments that happened on the Senate side?
Correct. And those amendments were adopted by the Senate committee. And actually, 2241 is in the process of being engrossed tonight.
Okay.
And will be engrossed.
So it will be with the Senate.
With A5.
Okay. And so if we pass the A5s to 110, then the two bills will be in harmony.
Correct.
One question?
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. What happens if one of them becomes law and the other one doesn't?
Representative Crummell, Chair Cruz, if 2241 becomes law and Senate Bill 110 does not, 2241, as it stands with the A5 amendments, is what is the law. if Senate Bill 110 becomes law and 2241 does not, then basically the version of Senate Bill 110 that was reflected in the A4 amendment that you adopted is what is law. And if both do, it's when these additional sections begin. And all those sections say things like, if this other bill passes.
Right. Okay.
Other questions?
Mr. Chair?
You choose to suspend the rules to reconsider it.
Yeah, we need that. I just saw Senator Bryan do it. I will move to suspend. He did this stuff himself. I thought that was cool. I move to suspend the rules for possible consideration of Senate Bill 110. Is there any objections? Hearing none, the rules are suspended. Do we need to reconsider the vote by which we accepted 110?
I'm not sure. We didn't do that the last time.
Okay, so we can now reconsider it.
Yes.
Right?
It's now, if I understand it right, it's now behind, in front of us, yes.
It is now in front of us. Okay.
Well, yeah, we move to suspend the rules, and then we move to reconsider.
Okay.
Right? That's the second thing we do.
Okay, I move to reconsider Senate Bill 110. Is there any objections? Hearing it passes. Okay, now we are reconsidering. Now we can add the dash A5.
Now we want to move the dash
A5. Yeah.
So, Mr. Chair, I will move the dash 5 amendments to Senate Bill 110.
Representative Piercy has moved the dash A5 amendment to Senate Bill 110. Is there any objection? Discussion? Hearing none, the A5 amendments are adopted.
And then, Mr. Chair, I'll move Senate Bill 110 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Piercy has made the motion. Is there any discussion? And I'm a clerk, call her off.
Representative Taylor, aye. Representative
Kirsten.
Can I pause here for a second?
Mm.
Is there, do I see any
problem? I know we're in the middle of a vote, but I was looking at those faces and seeing if there was.
Mr. Chair, Annette Talbot, I just didn't know whether procedurally you needed to recede from the A4s, what you had already adopted, and then readopt
the
A4s.
We need to do that.
Adopted the A4s?
It had.
Okay.
But if the A4s...
A5's had...
But if the A4s...
They contain the A4s.
If it contains
the A4s.
Okay.
Well, are we okay just doing that? Thank you.
I'm not a committee.
Okay, but we adopt the A5s. We've already adopted the A4s. You're going to see that. And you're
and they're in there.
Yeah,
they're fine.
This one here?
It's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's fine.
Proceed.
Sorry. Representative Tucci?
Aye.
Representative Morissette?
Aye.
Representative Crummell?
Aye.
Representative
Crummell?
Aye. Aye. Senate Bill 110, having received the required majority, is declared passed. Whoever was the carrier before still is.
Close.
I represent most of the carrier. I will close the work session, committee, and we're back to the floor. Thank you, committee.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Cindy.